Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Luis?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. How are you doing, Luis?
Very well.
That's always good to hear. I wanted to go ahead and speak to you in regards to your account. I saw a message that unfortunately it appeared that you were asking to cancel the account. Is that right?
You know what? I was expecting more jobs from this. Because I'm paying a lot of money every month, you know, $300. But this, the first, last month was all right, get some calls. Yeah, but this is, it's been 2 weeks, I haven't get any calls.
Okay, I understand.
Like,
and I'm very sorry. Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. Normally within the first, I would say 60 days, you definitely should start seeing a lot more results. Let me just make sure I have the account here. And Luis, if you don't mind me asking, is it okay if we continue the conversation in English, or do you prefer Spanish? What is best for you?
English or Spanish, it doesn't matter.
Awesome. I just wanted to make sure you feel comfortable, of course, Luis.
Yeah.
So I do see here that we have your account here, and you've been with us for 4 months, so that definitely should, we should, yeah, 4 months is quite a long time, so you should definitely have been able to see some results. Now,
yeah.
I'm currently reviewing your client dashboard as well. Have you logged in recently to the actual client dashboard, if I may ask?
I look once in a while. I'm looking in right now.
You mentioned that you're looking at it right now, is that right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, awesome, awesome. That actually brings, that's actually a good thing. I'm actually staring at it as well, right? I'm trying to see what could be going on with the account. As I mentioned, right, normally you should definitely start seeing calls coming in and messages. If you're on the client, if you're on the client dashboard, something that I always do first is I go to where it's called Google Insights. If you're on your phone, you can click on the three little dots, okay? I'm sorry, on the three lines.
Google Profile Actions?
Yes, actually, yes, right there. Are you there already?
Google Insights, yes.
Perfect. So I simply, what I do is I always want to research the last 30 days, right? It's just simply to get an idea on what's going on, just to see, of course, what can be changed as well, right? So if I just search the last 30 days, we can definitely see that people are seeing the Google Business Profile, okay, which is a good thing. Now, I'm also seeing that a lot of the clients, they do like to go to your website, right? So I believe your website is something that you have with someone else or on your own. Is that right?
Yeah, we made it.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, it actually looks great. I'm not going to lie. It looks good. It has information. It has ways for your clients to actually contact you. And there is a pop-up that says that you guys have cookies on the site, right? Okay. Perfect.
Okay,
I see what that is now. So this is actually a good thing, right, that you do have the information. And, again, as you can tell, people are headed towards your website a lot more often to get more information, right? So that means that we have to focus on two things on our end, is simply making more posts, okay? And this also means, of course, making the account a little bit more attractive. Now, as well as I could tell on your Google Business Profile, and you can see on the client dashboard, it looks like you are responding to some of the reviews. Is that correct? Or are you responding to all of them?
I'm mostly responding to calls, real calls. But, yeah, good leads, to be honest with you, only getting like in 4 months, not even four jobs.
Ooh, okay, yeah, that's definitely a rough one. And again, I do apologize for that. Normally, with just a few changes, making sure you're online, that's where the calls come in. So I could definitely see how we might need to, again, right, show a little bit more activity by creating posts. And this is something that, of course, is not an additional cost to you. But I do want to ask for a big favor. I know that you have photos already on the Google Business Profile, but unfortunately, when we try to download those images, they come out really blurry, right? So what we want to do is see if maybe you can send us some photos in by email, or you can do it right there on your client dashboard. I could show you how to do
Can I send my photo from my iPhone, right, the one we took on the jobs?
Yes, but of course. If you have photos, right, just go ahead and send them in by email, or you can upload them directly on the client dashboard, right? So here's what I'll do. I'll send you an email. It's just going to ask for photos. That's basically what it says, photos needed for optimizing your listings. And then if you would like, you can go ahead and go on to where it says business information, on your client dashboard, okay? So if you click on that where it says business information, it's going to take you to see your photos.
You know, hold on.
Okay, okay, yes, hold on.
You finish that one?
Yes.
Here's one more, right?
One more.
We're going to do the little one. Chiquita, for some reason, that one's not charging, so la voy a poner así nomás. Maybe the panel. Let me give it to you.
I'm still here, okay?
Yeah, give me one second. I mean, for some reason, this should be start charging with the solar, you know. Puede ser, pero es muy raro que pase. I'm thinking. I know. Oh, no, Charlie. No, Charlie, yeah, good now. That one we might have to take it off and you remember when you plugged that one, I give you that one ready, right? The one on this side.
Yes.
It was working, right? I give you ready, right?
Yes, you gave me that one, yeah. It was ready.
Probably we're gonna have to turn out and charge you on the card a little bit. But yeah, you can take this one, it's good. That panel right there. The base too. Yeah, that's it. You know, it's ready to go. Make sure this one goes well. I can move into that.
What?
Yeah, but this one's doing good now, so. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, you know where's the thing that goes on top of the camera?
It was a base right there. You saw that one? The little base?
Oh, I wish it's this.
Here, this one?
Oh, there you go.
So, ya como termina ese, Ricardo? Move the ladder on that corner. Vamos a quitar ese y a ver qué. Cargarla poquito con la batería. All right, bro, I'm back. Sorry.
No, not a problem. You're running business, so it happens all the time. Not to worry. So, again, Ray, what I was just trying to show you is that I sent you an email that you can send in photos, for example, the ones that you have saved on your phone. Or you can also log into the client dashboard and download photos onto it. So if you are on your client dashboard, you just have to go to the business info section.
Do you send the email right now or no?
Yes, I sent the email. You should have received it by now. It should have arrived. I sent it about 5 minutes ago before you put me on.
To ABG, ABG, right?
Yes, that's correct. I sent it to the email that we have on file. It's going to be...
Your name?
I'm so sorry. I lost you there. Can you hear me?
What's your name?
My name is...
Under one...
It should be under
one... Locals Plus. I don't know. You send it to abg.s, right?
Let me double check. Okay, it was sent to the age promo... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, age promotion at Gmail, right?
That's correct. That's where it was sent. And again, that's just where you can send those photos. But I'll be honest with you, Luis. If you want to have more control of your account, you can see the photos that we have now. And then you could actually add more to it or even remove some that you don't like, right? So you're able to have complete control on what is showing.
So I can just click replay here, and from here we can load up photos, right?
That is correct. We could do it that way. You just reply with all the photos, and then once we get them, our team will go ahead and... and actually upload them to all the services. I've already requested to create more posts. This will help with ranking. your ranking is actually doing pretty good right now in some of the areas, but it could always use some improvement, right? So I am expecting you to get a lot more calls this actual month. And please, if you run into any issues, any problems, remember that you could always call us before your next billing date to avoid charges. Simply call us 3 days before, and we can go ahead and make sure that there's no, let's say, additional charges. As you know, we don't charge you to cancel. We just need you to call us at least 3 days before. But, Luis, I am positive that you'll see those results because of the information that you're going to be adding as well, okay?
Okay. So where I actually, where I go, I just replay, and then let me see which of the icons should I... Let me pick up a call, please. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Yes, sir. A lot of counties.
Okay. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Okay. If I go to dashboard, maybe more easy, huh?
Yeah, man, I believe so, because it'll let you upload at least 10 photos at a time, and it's going to do the same thing. It's going to connect to your gallery. So if you have the photos on your phone, just use your phone to log in. Or if you have your photos on your desktop,
okay.
For example.
When I go to three dots,
yeah, so you go on the three lines, you click on it, and you're going to click where it says business info.
Okay, got it.
Perfect. So once you're on there, you just keep scrolling all the way down until you see your logo, okay? Once you see your logo, just a little bit lower than that, you're going to see the photos.
Yeah, I see the photos.
Perfect. So as you can tell, right, these are the current photos that we have, and we're creating posts, but if you could add more, this would help so we can, let's say, not keep using the same ones over and over again.
I just want to add more photos right now. What I go to?
It's actually right where it says business photos. On top of the first image, it should say add photos. It has a little plus sign.
I'm looking at.
So just right underneath the cover photo, and then it says business photos, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at.
So if you're looking at the business photos, then you should be able
to.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's just a little plus sign. So on there, you could just keep adding photos.
It has to be photo and video. Can be video or no?
If you want to add photos, you can. But remember that the photos are going to be at the bottom. So there's a different section. Just scroll a little bit further. And you could add photos or videos onto the video section, okay? So there's business.
Oh, okay. Videos. Gotcha.
Okay, perfect. Now, that actually brings up a point, right? If you want to upload the videos to your Google Business profile, it has to meet their standards, and it usually it has to be a 30-second video or less, okay?
Oh, okay.
So if you have videos, you can actually shorten them out. You can even edit them, right? So if you find a good video that you could do under 30 seconds, we can go ahead and make sure it goes on Google, okay? On Google,
okay.
On the Google Business profile. So, again, I definitely appreciate you letting us know the situation. We're going to make sure to, let's say, show a little bit more activity with the actual Google Business post as well, right? You're going to be adding photos, so it's going to help to optimize the account, and that's actually something that Google likes. If you add one photo a week, for example, it helps you move up in ranking. So with these changes, you're definitely going to see those results. But please, again, if anything happens and you're not happy, give us a call back before the 12th of April. This will help to avoid your charges, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Avoid charges, you mean what?
Yeah, let's say, for example, next month, right, as you already know, you're paying monthly $299, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's say if you're not happy on, let's say, April 7th, then give us a call. That way you're not charged on the 12th, right, if it's not necessary.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll try another month, see how it goes.
Perfect. I appreciate your assistance. And again, feel free to give us a call. You can call us tomorrow if you have some questions, doubts. You could also text this number, and we can set up appointments as needed.
Are you able to see the photos on that I load up right now?
Let me go ahead and see if I receive the messages here. Usually if you upload a photo, I get a message to your account. Okay, I'm not seeing anything just yet. Is it spinning?
You should freeze this up. Oh, I'll do it at home when I get home.
Yeah, you know what? I recommend to do it at home once you're with your Wi-Fi, because if there's any kind of interruptions in the connections, then that will happen, okay? It's definitely pretty annoying if you're not using a Wi-Fi, okay?
Sounds good, man.
All right, awesome. And again, my name's Ivan. It was a pleasure to help you. If you need me, give me a call or text me to this line.
Sounds good. Thank you, man.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.